everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Health Cafe. I'm your host, Vanessa Tiu. I hope you all have been doing well. I know it has been a little bit since we had a new episode. My goal this year was to have one a month, and I have kind of been putting off recording this episode, not because I didn't want to, but genuinely because I have been feeling so burnt out, exhausted, and I don't want to say depressed, but honestly kind of just in a state of wanting to curl up into a ball in my bed and not really do much. I've been really overwhelmed with how much school I have to do, with work, and kind of just the fact that I'm graduating. But I'm going to save that for another episode because that's not what we are chatting about today. Today is a very special birthday episode. So recently I turned 22, and today we are going to chat all about 22 things I've learned in my 22 years of living. But first, let's chat our segments. So what has been fueling me recently? I think even though I've been feeling super burnt out, the fact that the sun is starting to set so much later is amazing. We recently had the time change in Canada, and so I love that the sun is no longer setting at 5 p.m., but instead it's more like 7, 7:30, and slowly getting closer to 8 p.m., which at the same time, at first, really threw me off because I would be thinking it was like 4, 4:30 when really it was like 7 o'clock. But it is so nice that we have more daylight hours and it just doesn't get dark so early. It's not gloomy. It's slowly starting to feel like spring again, like the weather's getting warmer, all the snow is melting, and I feel like I'm just coming out of a shell a little bit with this weather, which is really great, and that really has been fueling my days recently. So I'm really grateful that, you know, there's more sun. I feel like I'm definitely a fall and a spring person. I like the summer, but I don't absolutely love the heat, so summer's not for me. And winter can be pretty, but I get tired of it pretty quickly. So I'm definitely like an in-between seasons girl. So like the fall and the spring are kind of my times. Next, moving into what I'm sipping on, some life updates for you guys. So as I briefly mentioned, definitely feeling some major burnout these last few weeks, few months even. I feel like since around like mid to the end of January, I've kind of just been dealing with this feeling of burnout and just kind of feeling really gray, I feel like is the best way to describe it. Like the world had kind of lost its color, which really sucked because I am someone that typically can see all of the little positives in my day-to-day life. And I love like looking at things through a very specific lens, in the sense that like picking out random things that other people might not say makes them happy, like whether it's something as simple as like pouring my morning cup of coffee, or like the color of the sky for the day, or maybe there's a bird chirping, or like I actually am enjoying the breeze even though it's a cooler day. Like I'm genuinely someone that always can kind of pick out the little things in the day that make me happy. And in the last few weeks, I really had just been feeling like my life had been drained of color. And I feel like that is really the best way to describe it. Like I was just genuinely feeling gray. And like I said, I want to do a whole episode on this, so I just want to briefly touch on it. Alan definitely has been a big help through this, like being my genuine, amazing support system that he always is, and really helping to pull me out of it. And I'm really grateful to be kind of finally feeling a bit better, which is why I'm recording today's episode, because kind of felt like a little bit out of the slump and enough that I felt like I could sit down and chat on the pod for like 40 minutes and film the episode, just because recently I hadn't been. What other life updates? I officially only have 1 month of university left, which is absolutely insane. And I think also another big reason why I was feeling burnout is because this is such a big change in my life and a shift in my life. And I guess I kept telling myself that it wasn't, because when I graduate, I'm just going to be doing what I love and what I know, which is content creation and building my own brands and businesses. I think it scares me kind of not having that buffer of school there. And so that kind of took a toll on me. But the fact that I only have less than a month left is very exciting. I have about 2 weeks of classes left, and then I have 2 weeks of an exam period. Luckily, I only have 3 exams in this last semester, so that's really light for me. I'm used to having at minimum 4 with final assignments, so this is definitely a bit of a lighter semester, which is amazing. But I think after I'm done my exams, I'm gonna go home and spend like at least a week with my parents, because I've honestly also been feeling just a little homesick, and I don't know if that's like in any correlation with the feeling of burnout, but I've really been missing my family. And I think because of COVID, I had been going home so often, even though I still didn't live at home. Like, I haven't lived at home since I was 18, but definitely throughout COVID, I was visiting home a lot more frequently than I have since kind of life has sprung back in motion, and since I moved downtown last June. I think like during COVID in the past few years, I had been going home almost every other week, like at least twice a month for the weekend or even just like 2 days. And so now, having moved downtown, they're a lot less accessible because I still don't have a car. And so I've only been going home, especially during the school year, like every 2 months. Every month, maybe, but definitely more like every other month, which was a big shift for me. Like, I'm pretty close with my family, so I'm definitely missing them and feeling that kind of like tug that I just want to go spend some time at home. And also, I love my parents' home in the summer. We have this amazing backyard and like backyard setup, and it's just such a peaceful place to like sit in the sun, listen to the birds, read my book, but also just spend time with my family. So I think that is probably my plan after I'm done exams, is to just go home and spend at least 3 to 4 days. I feel like I also need a little bit of an escape from the city for a little while, and if the weather is nicer at that beginning of May, and also because I'll be going away to the UK for almost 3 weeks, that I really want to go home and spend some time with my family before that happens. But other than that, genuinely, I cannot wait to finish school. I feel like there's been such a conflict in me about like, still, there's a piece of me that's like, school and being a student is such a part of my identity, and I feel like I'm losing that. But then I reflected and was like, when I went into high school and when I finished high school and went into university, I kind of felt the same way, not to the same magnitude, but definitely like I was losing some piece of me, and I got over it pretty quickly. And I think Alan really helped me kind of work through that, which was amazing, because I'd been feeling this kind of sense of like, what am I doing with my life? And this overwhelming feeling that I just was getting lost again, even though I know what I'm doing and I love what I do. So I'm excited to graduate because I want to be able to put more time into my passion projects. And I feel like I've mentioned this a lot, but I have thoughts and ideas all the time, and I feel like I just ignore them and I don't even get to write them down because I'm like, okay, no, I have to do school. So I'm excited to have the time to put into that. But moving on to our next segment, which is my recent go-tos. Number one, we're gonna do an outfit recent go-to. I have been loving, now that the weather is slowly starting to get a little bit warmer, trousers, sneakers, and a good chunky knit, and a leather jacket if I need it, because it still has only been hovering around like 5-6 degrees, so normally a jacket is called for. But that has been my outfit go-to for a while. I was on a jean wave and I just didn't really want to wear trousers, especially because they're a little bit thinner in the winter. I find not the best. My legs get cold super easily. And then my next recent go-to has been early nights in. I have been probably in bed at around 9 p.m. almost every night. And whether that's just because I've been so exhausted, like, and I'll take my laptop and go work in bed. And I know that that's not the best for you, but there's a feeling that I love about having my skincare done, my teeth brushed, like my everything ready to go for sleep, but just like finishing up maybe half an hour of work in bed before turning off my laptop and then doing some reading before bed and like being asleep by 10:30. I love it. I'm such a like grandma in that sense. And then my last recent go-to is my Belief SPF 50 moisturizer, and this has been a fave for probably almost a year. I love it for my no makeup days because I feel like it gives me that coverage and kind of just gives me like this natural glow, even though it literally is just an SPF moisturizer. but I also love it because it is super convenient to not have to layer on moisturizer and then put SPF on top. I love that it's a two-in-one combo and I can just put one thing on my face and call it a day. But that wraps up today's segments, so let's move into spilling today's tea, which is 22 things I've learned at 22. And I'm gonna kind of go about these in no particular order. Like, I just sat down and really thought about 22 things that really have impacted me or kind of defined me and things that I've learned at my young age of 22, things that I just wanted to share with you guys, whether they're life lessons or things I've learned about myself, just some things that I thought would be good to kind of chat about and things that I wanted to share that I've learned. All right, first up is journaling is good for my mind. I think that over the last few years, that as much as I have journaled on and off, I really, really notice how much freer and lighter I feel when I journal and I can get out all of my thoughts. Whether it's as simple as doing a brain dump and literally word vomiting my brain onto a piece of paper or onto sometimes even just like an open notes app on my computer and typing out anything that comes to mind, like literally just free flowing my thoughts. Or if it's doing a prompt and it's something that I can kind of work through and tease out some inner questions or things that I hadn't thought about, I really, really notice how good journaling is for my brain and just the positive impacts that it has on my mental health, I think personally are crazy. And I really have noticed that change. And that goes like hand in hand with gratitude journaling. As much as journaling as a whole can quite literally be anything as long as you're writing down some sort of thought, I love gratitude journaling as well. Besides having done some research into the benefits on your immune system and cognition as a whole, I think that just being able to look at small things and big things that you are grateful for changes not only your outlook on life, but how you are and act as a person. I think the best people in this world are people that know how to be grateful and are actively grateful for every single thing in their life. And so that's something that I always strive towards and strive to continue doing every single day, is looking at everything in my life and what I am grateful for, that I'm grateful for everything that I have. And even just things that you don't necessarily consciously think every single day that you might be grateful for. It can be something as simple as, I'm grateful that I get to walk to work today. Maybe you often hate your walk to work or your commute to work, but like the act of consciously trying to be grateful for things that you've been given in this life that maybe you wouldn't often be grateful for, I think is a really positive outlook and something that we can all start doing a little bit more of. Number two is be unapologetically myself. I think in elementary school and even like the beginning of high school, I was such a big nerd, and I have slowly started to draw back into my nerdy Vanessa. I think high school and the beginning of university really killed her, because just not that the world doesn't like nerds, but it's like there's a time and place where you can be a nerd. And if you're a nerd all the time, people see you as weird. And I'm talking about, like, I love Marvel. I love Harry Potter. I love Disney. I am obsessed with all three of those things. And so I feel like just like growing up, such a big Marvel girl, such a big superhero girl, like, and Harry Potter, and was very much a nerd. I think I had to shy that away a little bit, not from the people that I loved. Like, my dad is also a big Marvel Harry Potter guy, and I'm so thankful that Alan is also a big Marvel nerd, and he's a nerd in other aspects as well, but I slowly got him into being a Harry Potter nerd, so I always could be myself around him. But I think just in general and in the world, like, being able to walk outside and be unapologetically yourself. I think sometimes we put on a mask when we walk out our door, and I'm so thankful to have found a group of friends and an amazing boyfriend that, like, we are so goofy, like, such crazy people sometimes that if I take a step, like, kind of take a step back, a little bit of an out-of-body experience, and I sometimes think, like, if I was a viewer looking at us, like, absolutely cackling, walking down the street, or I think that people probably think we are absolute weirdos. And I'm totally okay with that because I am living life with my friends and I'm loving it and I'm enjoying it. And sometimes we can be such weird oddballs. And I think we all have that in us. And it's being able to accept that and be unapologetically you a little bit more in this day-to-day life that likes to put us into a little bit of a box and make us normal, boring people. It is okay to be not normal and not boring and to be a little bit of a weirdo, a nerd, an oddball. Like, that is totally okay. The third thing is food is fuel. This is something I know I've talked about on the pod, and it's something that I still think I need to have the conscious reminder of every so often. But coming out of an ED and just my whole experience and learning curve with that was really teaching myself that food is fuel, and also finding what food fuels my body the best. I could eat crap all the time and be okay with it at this point in my life, but I just know that my body genuinely wouldn't feel good. But if I want to eat a salad every other day and have a burger or pizza the other half of the week, like, I would be okay with that because I know I'm still fueling my body and honoring my cravings and doing what I think is best for me. And as long as I'm moving my body and fueling it in a way that feels good and makes me happy, that is what is important. I think too, especially being a girl that weightlifts and still trying to figure out really what works for my body and how to grow muscle the best, but really understanding just the basics of food and nutrition, and that food is just an energy source, and that energy source is going to help me get through my day. It's going to help me complete my workout. It's going to help my brain run. So fueling it properly is really what matters. The next one is not everyone will like you, and that is okay. I am such a people pleaser, and I know that about myself. I've always been that way. I've always tried to be just a genuinely nice person that everyone can like, but I think growing up and maturing is also realizing that it doesn't matter how nice you are, it doesn't matter how gracious, how gentle, how kind you are, there are going to be people that just genuinely don't like you for some reason or another, and there's nothing you can do about that. And I think that's kind of a hard realization that I had to have, and the best thing that you can do is just continue to treat those people with kindness and gentleness and love and graciousness. Even if they don't like you, being able to, I guess, be the bigger person and treat them the way that you still treat everybody else, whether they like you or not. But I definitely have learned that not everybody will like you and that you just can't do anything about that. And that's okay. The next one is everyone is on their own timeline. I think I'm often reminded that at 22 or even at 21, like last year, at my age, I'm so young and I have achieved so many goals that some people don't achieve until they're 40 or 50 or even later in life. But with that, I always have to remind myself that everybody is on their own timeline. And even if I hadn't achieved what I have at my age, that's okay. And to kind of stay in your own lane, really, in the sense that everyone around us is achieving different things at different points in their life. And as long as you're working hard towards the goals that you're wanting to achieve, like, you will get there someday. It doesn't matter if someone has something that you want or something that you're working towards before you, because they're on their own path. They're on their own timeline. It's the same sense of, like, getting married or having kids. Some people do it super early in life, like in their early 20s, and some people wait until they're in their late 30s or early 40s to get married and have kids. And that is totally okay because everyone is on their own timeline. And I think that's something that we all need to just remind ourselves of. The next one is little wins are still wins. With this one, I really think it's me trying to remind myself that a win is a win. It doesn't matter how big or how small that win is. It should be celebrated and it should be congratulated. And we shouldn't like push our accomplishments to the side just because they're sometimes smaller than some of the other things that we've done. Like, a win is a win. The next one is money comes back, but time doesn't. So I am definitely on the frugal side of a person, and I am a big saver. I'm someone that always has saved their money and just doesn't genuinely love spending their money all the time. But as I've grown up a little bit, I think I've realized more that it's okay to spend money here and there, and that I like spending my money on experiences with things and people, whether that be going to a concert with my boyfriend or going out to dinner with friends or traveling. Traveling is a big one because I knew that's something that I always wanted to do, but I used to definitely see like going out to dinner or like buying food out as a waste of money because I'm like, I could make that food at home and it would cost a quarter of the price. And so I never really understood going out for food, but my boyfriend and friends have definitely turned me into a bit of a foodie, and I do definitely enjoy a good meal out as much as I do love cooking at home still. Next, I am an introverted extrovert. Growing up, I was definitely a very big extrovert, and I think high school kind of turned me into an introvert, and I've come to the conclusion that I am just an introverted extrovert, and that's okay. I am very outgoing and very bubbly when I want to be, but my social battery definitely dies very quickly, and I am at the same time a homebody. I love just being at home, putting on a movie or reading as much as I love going out and spending time with friends. So I definitely have learned to find a bit of a balance when it comes to those things, and saying yes when I know my social battery is full and ready to go and charge, but learning also to say no when I am socially exhausted and drained, and also to just find a balance between that. Next, I love my routines. I think you guys know this as much as I do. I am a big routine gal. I love being able to stick to a routine, stick to a schedule. I think it makes me feel like my days are a bit more fulfilled. Even if I have nothing going on, if I am in some way or form having a little bit of a routine, whether it's my little morning routine, my night routine, whatever it is, it just makes me so happy to have something that I do every single day and is like in conscious effort, you know? I also love getting out of routine every so often, for example, traveling and then coming home and coming back to my routine. Like, I feel like to appreciate our routines more, we also need to break routine sometimes. So again, I feel like I have just tried to find a balance with that. Next, my physical spaces reflect my mental state. And oh boy, is this one that could not be more true. Whenever I am mentally like not in a good place, or just like my mind is a mess in terms of I'm super busy, like my place becomes so messy, like clothes strewn everywhere and receipts piled on the table. And yeah, but when I'm in a good mental state, I like, once I've come out of that fog of being super busy, I kind of go on a cleaning streak and literally just clean everything in sight and tidy everything that I can. And so then my brain is clear, my spaces are clear, and my space will be clean while my brain is clear. I feel like that was just a lot of word jumble, but in short, my physical spaces definitely reflect how I'm doing mentally. Next is slow mornings are the best. I think I used to love having busy mornings and like getting up and being go, go, go. But this year I've definitely come to realize I love having a slow morning and having time to do my routine and like ease into my day. This past summer when I moved, I would get up and go straight to the gym. And I think that that just raised my anxiety so much because it's like I would wake up and be on edge and be ready to go, which I do not like. And so I've learned that I like waking up slowly. I will go do my skincare first thing, drink a glass of water while I'm doing that, slowly make my coffee, then go into my journal routine and just being able to ease into my day, I think, has eased my morning anxiety so much. Why are we wanting to start our days waking up and feeling rushed and stressed and having to get out the door? I don't think anybody likes that feeling, and especially me in particular, I have learned that that just sets me up for such a bad day. So I love my slow mornings. Next is progress over perfection. I am a big perfectionist. I've talked about this so much, and it's something that I am consistently and constantly learning how to be better at and how to overcome. But reminding myself that making progress is better than perfection, because we are never going to be perfect in anything we do in this life. We will never reach perfection. It just is not possible. But you can always make progress. You can always grow, and you can always get better. So just consciously reminding myself that if I'm making progress, that is a good place to be. Next is that growth happens outside of my comfort zone. If I am comfortable, I am not growing, because growth comes from a place of discomfort. And I think that that's a hard thing to hear sometimes, because we like being comfortable. We like doing what we know. But if we want to grow and we want to learn, we want to get better at something or just change in general, you have to be uncomfortable. You have to be okay with being in a space of unknown. And that's definitely something that has taken me time to learn. And obviously, I'm never going to be comfortable with it, because growth is uncomfortable. But that's definitely something I have learned. Next is quality over quantity. And that comes with everything, whether it's friends, it's work, it's anything really. Just being able to put in quality over the quantity. For example, I think friends is a big one. I, growing up, was always someone that wanted a lot of friends. And I envied people that had a lot of friends, because I didn't. But I definitely have learned that it doesn't matter how many friends you have, it's how good those friends really are. And I love my small circle and the small number of people that I get to call my friend. And then the same goes for your work. It doesn't matter how much work you get done, but what is that quality of the work that you're putting in? The next one is, no one has life really figured out. Ever. I don't think we'll ever get to an age where we have life figured out, where there is this perfect recipe for the life that you want and for even just everyday living. And I think some people look so put together and like they have it all figured out, but I think that the truth and the reality is there's always something going on underneath the surface, and none of us ever really have life figured out. And that's okay. And I really think that that's the beauty of life as well, is that as humans, we're always learning and growing, and so we can never really have this life thing figured out, but we can enjoy the ride that it is. Next is, failure is a learning opportunity. I used to dread failure. I used to be so scared of like not succeeding in things and not being able to do things, but every time you fail, every time you can't do something, it's a learning opportunity. And changing your mindset into this growth mindset of failure is such a good place to be in, because it means you're learning how to do something better, I think is something that we all need to learn how to do, because it not only makes us better people, but it lets us produce better work. Like, if you just thought you were good at something all the time, but you were really, really bad at something, and no one ever told you that, like, you never had the opportunity to learn from your mistakes or learn from things that you were doing wrong. Like, if you never had the opportunity to fail, you would never grow, and you would just go about doing things as you always did instead of finding maybe new ways or better ways to do things. Next is, celebrate every achievement. And this kind of goes hand in hand with those little wins are still wins. But I think that in this life, we deserve to celebrate every little win and every achievement, because you deserve to be celebrated as a human, no matter how small that win is. If you accomplished something that was a hard task, even if it was as simple as you were trying to break a bad habit and you broke it, like, I think that deserves to be celebrated. I don't think we congratulate ourselves enough or give ourselves enough credit. I think as humans, we are really, really hard on ourselves all the time. And we deserve to have a little bit of a break from that and congratulate both the people around us for their small wins and achievements, but ourselves as well. Next is comparison kills creativity. And I wrote creativity, but I really think that this could be other things as well. It could be authenticity, it could be originality, it could just be personality, it could be just comparison kills, period. And it's honestly been my truth. I think that the more you look at things that other people have, or the more that you look at just people in general and compare yourself to them, the more you don't see your own value, because you're too busy wishing you were someone else rather than valuing how unique and wonderful you are as a person. We are each made so beautifully, so wonderfully, so uniquely. We all have our own gifts and talents and things that we do well and reasons why we are beautiful both inside and out, that the more you look at someone else and wish you looked like them or wish you had what they had, the more you don't acknowledge and don't recognize the things that you already have that already make you so wonderfully unique. And this goes with anything in life. I think creativity is a big one, but the more you compare your work, especially as a creative person, to someone else's, the less originality you'll have, the less joy you'll find in that creative work, and just the worse I feel like the quality of work you'll put out. Why do you want to duplicate what's already been done when you could create something that never has been, that came from your own mind and your own being and your own original thought that could be so wonderful and so beautiful? And so I feel like that's something that I also have to remind myself, especially in the line of work that I do and in this age of social media, is that I am wonderfully and beautifully made. I am unique. I have my own way of thinking and doing things. And that is what matters, and that's what's important. Why do I want to copy what someone else is doing or be someone else when they already exist and that's already been done, and when instead I could be me and bring something new and amazing to the table? Next is prioritize self-care. Definitely, this is something I have learned in the last few years as well. Between COVID and just having poor mental health, is that prioritizing self-care, prioritizing my mental health, and really taking care of that is so, so important to me and is something that really needs to be prioritized above anything, because I really don't function if my mental health is not functioning. So that kind of goes hand in hand with self-care for me, is being able to take time for myself, do things that help me relax, help me recover, and help me kind of just gain back my footing, especially if I've had like a draining week. Being able to take time for self-care is so important. Next is simple things make me happy. And this goes back to me saying that I normally am someone that acknowledges like every single little thing that I'm grateful for or that puts a smile on my face, whether it is as simple as like holding a warm mug when it's cold outside, or like slipping my feet into some fuzzy socks, or taking a walk and there's a bird chirping, or feeling the sun shining on my face when it's been a gloomy week. Like, simple things really make me happy. I think when it comes down to it, I am a very easy person to please, and I am really happy with the simplest of things. Next is daily movement is so important, and I could not stress this enough, both for myself and my own mental clarity, but for you guys as well. I think just I know mentally and physically I feel so much better when I've gotten in some type of movement for the day, and my brain just functions so much better. And it is proven as well that movement enhances brain function, but like I feel like I can feel the effects. Like if I go have a good workout, I am so much more productive in the evening and I can literally get so much more work out because there is so much mental clarity that I find that working out provides. Or even if it's like I'm not necessarily working out for that day, but I have been, say, working for a long time and I go take a quick 5-10 minute walk outside, whether it's a combination of the fresh air or just getting out of my own head and my own space, daily movement is so important for my daily functioning. And the last one is things always get better. No matter how bad you think things are right now, there's always an upside to it. Yes, life ebbs and flows, and some downs might be bigger than other downs, and some ups might be bigger than other ups, but there is always an up on the other side of the down. I know that sounds so silly, but definitely something I've learned in this life is that things always get better, no matter how bad you're feeling right now. And I think it's really easy to focus on the negative things, especially when you're in a bad down, and it's really easy to think that you'll feel that way for forever, but just know that you're not alone and there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. There is always a bright side waiting for you. There's always something better the next day coming. It may not be immediately, it may not be this day, this week, this month, it may not even be this year. But just know that things do always get better, especially if you're consciously trying and willing to work on it. But I'm going to wrap up today's episode here. I really hope you guys enjoyed. I also hope you enjoyed that it was a little bit of a longer episode than usual because I hadn't had an episode out in a while. But this is a really, I feel like, special episode for me, not only because I'm 22 and I feel like I'm actually now in my early 20s. I can say I'm a 20-something. That's kind of weird to think. But also just because I feel like a lot of these life lessons are really important to me, really special to me, and something that I just genuinely wanted to share with you guys and something that I think that you could learn from and get value from as well. But as usual, if you have any guest requests or episode topic requests, feel free to send us a DM at The Health Cafe on Instagram or thehealthcafe.co website. But I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I love you all so much. Please don't forget to leave a rate, review, and subscribe if you enjoy the podcast. It really, really helps me out. I also love reading all of your reviews and feedback. If you leave me a review, some of them are literally so sweet, and I'm just like, wow, you guys, I know I don't like podcasts that much. It's something that I really want to work on this year, but some of your reviews are so genuine, and I love you guys. So I hope you go have an amazing rest of your week or beginning of your week whenever you are listening to this. Know that you are special and you are loved, and remember to be kind to yourself. But you will all hear me on the next episode. Goodbye, guys.